AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces are trying to push deep into Ukraine's east. He's pressing the West for more military aid. President Biden on the U.S. contribution.
Advanced drones, laser-guided rocket systems. Yesterday, I signed another package to send more Javelin missiles, those shoulder-mounted missiles that can take out tanks and armored vehicles.
U.S. is also imposing new sanctions on Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
They target Putin's two adult daughters, cutting off his close relatives from the American financial system and freezing any assets they hold in the U.S. There are also new sanctions on the wife and kids of Russia's top diplomat, its prime minister, and Security Council members, plus toughened measures on two top banks.
A House subcommittee grilled oil executives today about record profits and prices at the pump. Julie Walker has that one.
Democratic Representative Frank Pallone, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, accuses big oil of lining their pockets with one hand and taking $30 billion in taxpayer subsidies with the other.
The American people are getting ripped off as these companies choose to keep production low so that their own profits stay high.
But Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers called the hearing political.
President Biden needs cover for his war on American energy that has caused gas prices to skyrocket.
The heads of Exxon and Shell stressed they don't set fuel prices. Exxon CEO Darren Woods.
No single company sets the price of oil or gasoline. The market establishes the price based on available supply and the demand for that supply.
The six companies at the hearing testified they recorded $77 billion in profits last year combined. I'm Julie Walker.
Oil prices ended lower in New York. Benchmark U.S. crude down more than $5 to $96.23 a barrel. And stocks closed lower. This is AP News. Grammy Award winner Ed Sheeran has won a copyright battle in the U.K. over his song Shape of You.
That's Ed Sheeran's song Shape of You. Sammy Switch sued, claiming it sounds too much like his 2015 song Oh Why. A ruling from Britain's High Court found that Sheeran did not deliberately or subconsciously copy Oh Why. Sheeran says in a Twitter video, frivolous lawsuits are crippling to creativity.
Whilst we're obviously happy with the result, I feel like claims like this are way too common now and have become a culture where a claim is made with the idea that a settlement will be cheaper than taking it to court, even if there's no base for the claim. It's really damaging to the songwriting industry.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Katy Perry have been clamoring for Twitter to provide a way to fix tweets after they've been sent. Tesla founder Elon Musk is another backer of the edit button, and he's now on Twitter's board. Officials at the company say it's being worked on. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.